From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Only hours to go to the American Airlines strike deadline. Contingency plans stepped up across the region. A&R Robinson has been sworn in as the president of Trinidad and Tobago, and a British newspaper names the man it says killed Stephen Lawrence and says, sue us if we're wrong. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It's just hours to go to the midnight Eastern Standard Time deadline for a resolution of the pay dispute between American Airlines and the company's management. Talks aimed at resolving the dispute and preventing the strike continued in Washington today. Some expectations rest with U.S. President Bill Clinton, not just from concerned airline industry executives, but from some leaders of the Caribbean community who expect severe repercussions for the tourism industry if the strike proceeds. We begin our coverage with this report from Avetro in Jamaica about its possible effects on that country's tourism.
Tourism and airline officials in Jamaica are keeping a close watch on developments at American Airlines. American has around 20% of the market for travelers into Jamaica. National carrier Air Jamaica has 50%. Other carriers share the rest. If the strike goes ahead, the Jamaica Tourist Board will be putting a contingency plan into action. Meanwhile, Air Jamaica plans to step in while American is out of the skies. The two companies have already worked out a plan that would mean Air Jamaica taking some of its passengers, two additional flights out of Miami daily, and an extra flight out of New York, though that may not be daily. Vice President for Industrial Affairs at Air Jamaica, Will Rogers, says this won't solve all American Airlines problems, and other carriers will also have to help out.